This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kirk Cousins, you're our only hope. Atlanta, what's going on? It's Dukes and Bell on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We start off every day and every hour by saying, hey, man. Happy Friday. Mike Bell, do you believe in Kirk Cousins?
Well, I got to believe, don't I? I got to put my hope in the Kirk Cousins 2.0 with the Falcons. Down in New Orleans where it all went off the rails a year ago, so... Hey, man, I know that a lot of fans, they're literally closing their ears, blah, 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 blah. I am not listening. Well, I mean, that's all we got. That's all we got. So let's hope he can find something, man. And, I think that Zach Robinson's offense may have run a little bit more smoother, provided these knuckleheads can catch the ball. But we'll see.
Yeah, I hope we go into their trap, take over their trap. Yeah. But I don't know if that's going to happen. I do know this. He is a guy that is anxious, and I'm talking about Kirk Cousins, to prove to everyone, including Falcon fans, but more importantly, the rest of the NFL, that last year was a fluke. I don't know how many times, Mike, personally, he probably had to answer the question, what happened? What went wrong? And whether he was telling his friends, family, or anybody what the real situation was, we know it didn't look good. And then when you lose your job like that, and then the commitment to the rookie, obviously, Michael Penix happens, you just know that probably your future's over. And this is the irony. This is the karma of all this, right? And this is not to say anything negative about Michael Penix, but the team that didn't give up on you, Kirk, that everybody wanted you traded, now you have a chance to revitalize, I think, what career you have left. And more importantly, Mike, help us maybe win a few games to be relevant. I'm not even going to say playoffs because that looks unrealistic. But I will say relevant in the playoff hunt because when you look at the NFC, it's like, okay, if you ran off three in a row, what's that look like?
Yeah, I mean, you know, the Buccaneers, we've seen them kind of wobble a little bit. I mean, I know that they've got the record right now in the division of 2-0, and we're 0-3. So it would take them having some serious injuries. I mean, it would take Baker getting knocked out of the game. You know, I'm not wishing that on anybody. Those are the circumstances which caused us to lose a 6-3 position in the division. But, they've lost two in a row to the Patriots and the Bills. They get the Rams. I mean, that's why these games against the AFC East were so critical, and we freaking blew it. Now, the Patriots have certainly, you know, shown that they're for real. But, man, that Miami loss just drives me nuts. And the Berlin game, these winnable games, man, we've had this conversation. We don't execute. We're not clutch. The coaches don't coach well. The players don't execute when the coaches do dial up a good play. Hopefully some of that changes. But, you know, then there's a big part of the Falcon fan base who's like, I don't want to see him win. I'm ready for change.
Yeah. No.
I don't want to do anything to give Arthur Blank the idea to bring somebody back.
Well, there is this element of false hope, right? If Cousins plays well, and let's just say hypothetically, he plays well over the next 7 games, and the team does run off a few, Mike, and all of a sudden we look a lot better, and you know what? We get back to how we lost these close games, these one-possession games. And I've said this, and I know you don't want to hear it, but he sits there and makes a case for, hey, we were a play away. This is the NFL. You guys know. And we got on a streak where we were right there. We didn't get humiliated or blown out. We just didn't make the play, and the other team did. Is that a fireable offense? In just that sentence alone, it's not. But when you add all the other stuff on, Mike, and the totality of the perception of why we've lost, then, yeah, you could say, okay, but what about this, 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 and this? But you're right. I mean, that would give, I think, Falcon fans a little bit of false hope if that was the situation.
Look, the only thing he gets a pass on is, look, I didn't hire the kicker. The general manager screwed up the kicker situation. Kicker cost us two games, forced us to, let's be honest, you know, we had an opportunity against Tampa Bay to push the game to overtime. We've already talked about New England. I mean, we've just got a situation that the coach inherited because the general manager didn't address it. That's the only out. They dug enough of a hole and did enough stupid stuff before Penix got hurt to say, hey, man, you had this thing going the wrong way, my mind.
No, I totally agree. 404-726-0929. It is a Friday show, guys. Coming up, we are going to get a chance for you to hear our conversation with Jalen Walker that happened earlier this week. Also, we will get a chance to talk to Steve Koonin, Hawks CEO. Hawks lose last night. We'll talk to him about this team, the direction, and the latest, not only around the NBA, but we talk all things with Steve. Bryant McFadden's going to stop by a little bit later on from CBS Sports, NFL analyst, and Jeremy Fowler as well, as we will get into the national perspective of what's going on around the league. Lots of interesting games this week. And look, there are playoff implication type games. We're not playing in one of them, okay? We're playing for our lives, right? The Saints are bad. We know that. If you lose, then you have the same record as the Saints. And, Mike, I mean, you said it. Are we already the laughingstock of the NFL based on what everybody thought we were going to be? Maybe. But if you lose on Sunday, then you're certainly going to be. So this is – this. You know what this game is? It's respect. This game is we're better than we've played. It's a respect game.
I mean, you're only one win better than New Orleans, okay? I mean, you're both – you know, just bad football teams that don't execute. Now, their excuse is they've ran their course. They were a little bit further behind in their quarterback search. We know Drew Brees finally wrapped things up, and they're trying to find their way. But, you know, Kamara is not the same guy. He's cooked. Cam Hayward is cooked. You know, their defense is respectable against the run, but their offense can't really generate. They're trying to see if Shuck is worth trying to boogie with for next year or go and reset and get another quarterback in the draft. So it's humiliating if we lose this game. You know, but again, if you're three, you know, if we're 4-7, okay, keep on chopping wood, blah, blah, blah.
Come on, Kirby.
You know, but it's just, to me, you've dug so much of a hole. That's why so much of the fan base is like, I don't want to hear about it. You know, I mean, you'll watch. It's a little bit later this time around. I know that I'm always a guy ready to go down to New Orleans. This year, I'm not going. I got no interest in this team going down to New Orleans and getting abused by those fans.
You don't want any beignets?
I mean, you know me. I love it. It's everybody's favorite town for 48 hours, but this time, these circumstances, no. Nope. No, thank you. Even driving, you know, which I love to do. Driving through Mississippi, driving through the South to get down to New Orleans, making a stop at the Beau Rivage, rolling the bones.
Yeah.
And it's one of my favorite deals. Not this year, pal. I'm like so many Falcons. I'm curious, by the way, if you are a Falcon fan.
You know those Rockefeller oysters?
Hey, man. Dude, that oyster bar we went to that time.
Unbelievable.
That mom and pop place on Iberville Street. Oh, my God. Anyway, now you're making me think about going down there.
That's what I'm talking about. You can start convincing yourself.
Because my boy Tristee's like, you know, you're going to crash with me. I'm like, no, I'm not staying down there. But, yeah, it's frustrating. I'm curious, if you are going down to New Orleans, hit us up. If you're going down to the airport, because a lot of Falcon fans always make the New Orleans trip.
It's fun.
Let us know on the text line, 404-726-0929.
Yeah, it's fun. Day-Day said, is Barber still going? Look, I've gotten a few folks that hit me up and said, man, y'all ain't going to go. I said, no, I got other plans. But it is one of our funnest cities to visit year in and year out. And luckily, they're in our division. But, you know, there's nothing like when we're good. But it's even better when both teams are good. And neither team is good right now. So you're going for the fun and the festivities and the food,
right,
and you're just kind of hoping and praying that the Falcons show up. Because, listen, if you've never been to this game there, okay, or here as a New Orleans fan, Mike said it, it's good-natured ball busting. It is not nasty. It's not Philly, New York stuff. It is nice and fun and clever. And at the end of the day, we all walk out of the stadium and look, nobody's tripping, but we get it in. And, Mike, that's the part about this rivalry. And, again, even when the teams are bad, it still matters. And I said that to Coach this week. He owned it. He knows. He's been here. I said, we don't like him. We respect him, but we don't like him. And he said, you're right. We don't like him. Okay, well, let's go beat him so we don't have to deal with this crap from New Orleans fans.
The thing is, we've been good, and they've been bad. They still found a way, and vice versa, because it's the classic rivalry. You know, we know what we've got. Everyone talks about the Bears and the Packers and the NFL as the rivalry. I've always said, if you know it, if you've been to it, as Carl just said, this is the rivalry with soul, okay? It's got more feel. It's got more emotion because it's two cities that really get after it. And for New Orleans, this is their Super Bowl. So you and I remember 11 years ago, we rolled down there. That was Falcons had like a 10% chance of making the playoffs. playoffs that year. We beat the Saints, and then in the following game,
news
dropped that Arthur Blank's people had a search committee trying to find a new coach, and the Falcons went out and got smoked in the last game of the season, and that was Smitty's swan song.
Yeah, it was. Good times, though, man. Let's hope we have some good times. Mike said it. 4 o'clock start, 4 o'clock window this week for our Falcons, for those of you who have not been paying attention. 404-726-0929. It is Dukes and Bell. Let me hear Coach Ra. We asked him what to expect from the Saints.
You know, obviously we don't like them, like you just said. I mean, that's there's no secret there. A bunch of people you respect.
Sure.
You know, obviously, just based on everything they've done, done a nice job with the new coaching staff. They've been able to go out there and really build things the right way and get guys going on. And, you know, the young quarterback is playing well, or getting better, I should say, and that's a big process of it as well. The defense got some savvy vets on it that's been out there, and they've been coached by Brandon Staley, so we know that defense well, and some of the people over there coaching that defense got respect for those guys. They're going to come in and want to play. We're going to go there, and we got to play. And we don't like them, and it's no secret.
So what's the plan going forward with the quarterback? Really, that's the big question for me, Mike. And when I ask Coach about how this offense might look different, and again, you're not going to change everything up, guys, in a week. But they don't need to. This is the same thing Kirk Cousins was doing last year. He was just doing it at a higher level, and the team was playing better. What is this going to look like? You know, and this is what Raheem said to us as we asked him that question about the quarterback plan moving forward.
So you do, 100%, Josh. To answer that in the shortest possible way is yes. Right? You definitely got to go out and make some different plans when you talk about the offseason, but we'll talk about that and address that when we get there. You know, right now we got to prepare for the New Orleans Saints, and that's what we'll do. But that's always got to be something that's on your mind regardless, and definitely puts it on your mind a little bit more with this happening.
Now, he's addressing two things there. One, yes, this is going to look different with Kirk because he's a different kind of guy, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
He's also addressing the future. And the irony to that is he even going to be a part of that, Mike? We do not know, but he's not wrong. Whoever is in charge has got to be looking at the future of this and saying, here's Michael Penix. This is where he is, Mike. Where are we currently, and what does our situation look like? And as one of my friends said to me, they hit me on text early in this week when we were up there at Flyer Branches, Dukes and Bell Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. He said, man, could we be in a worse position, Mike, as we head to the offseason with already not knowing that we don't have a first-round pick, now the quarterback situation? And I just said, look, things change. We don't know what this is going to look like in the spring. Maybe they maneuver, add a pick or two. We don't know. But it feels that way, and I think that's what Coach was addressing as well.
Yeah, we just feel like we're adrift. You know, we're off in the weeds right now, man, because we don't know what we have with Michael Penix Jr. We may have a new regime, which maybe isn't as in love with the idea of Michael Penix Jr. as our quarterback, you know, or there may be, you know, I don't know. Again, there's so much football. We got seven freaking games, guys. I know you don't want to hear it, but that's 2 months of football. But you may have the same regime back here, or they may maybe Rob pivots to another OC, or there's a new head coach, a new general manager, and we get somebody who can maximize Michael Penix's skill set. You know, but the thing remains, you don't know. Nobody knows. No one outside of this organization knows what Michael Penix Jr. is. Kirk Cousins has a chance, as crazy as it may sound, to come back and earn a start next year because you're paying him. You know, he wants to play. I don't know where this goes, but you've got a $57 million hit if he's on this roster. You know, you said this a few weeks ago. You want to try to split that up over 2 years, if we're honest.
Yeah.
And maybe just reset and blow the whole thing up. That's another option. That's why fans just feel so kind of like, I don't know, in the lurch right now.
Let me tell you something. We run off seven straight. He's my starter next year. It's just that simple. Like, and I know it sounds impossible, but we've seen other teams go on these roles, and I know with all the things that we've been fighting and the silly mistakes, Mike, and the penalties, et cetera, but if we win seven straight, Cousins is my starter quarterback next year.
The guy, we know the Achilles is better. You know, the thing is, he looked so bad in the Miami game. I don't know if they were really hoping, and Penix got more reps. He just looked so awful in that Dolphins game.
He did.
I thought he made some decent throws when he got in the game last week. They just didn't catch the ball. So we're going to find out in New Orleans. It's a mediocre defense. Run the football, man. Run the friggin' football and get the play action like we always thought we're supposed to.
All right, man. Coming up, Hawks lose last night to the Spurs. Also, Atlanta United's 2026 schedule is released. Remember, Tata is back. And why are they firing people that are familiar with the organization? We're going to get to all of that and much more coming up as part of our daily download. It's Dukes and Bell. This hour is brought to you by Wise Guys Pro Wash. Let Wise Guys lights brighten your holidays this year.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Friday for the Tailgate at Home presented by Publix. And, of course, Feed Your Fandom presented by Publix. Feel the hype this year with Publix every Friday morning on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is Dukes and Bell. Happy Friday, man. Trying to get ready for a good weekend. Hopefully, I want to see Georgia Tech handle their business. And we're going to talk more about this later in the show as we get into some college football. But we had a great conversation this morning on our behind-the-scenes pod that we do, and it's really just a quick hitter where you guys can tune in and check us out and see what's going on and what we're talking about. But big spot for Brent Key. And, you know, losing the game they lost on the road, that's one thing, Mike. But being at home and having a chance to play in the ACC championship game, that's a big spot. This is the kind of pressure that Brent Key and I know his program has wanted. The game is going to be at night now. I think it's going to be bananas, to be honest with you, for Georgia Tech fans. And look, I'm not doubting Pitt, Mike. You've been saying it all week. They show up. They give you a good game. But, like, that is one thing with Georgia playing Charlotte this week. That's the game I'm focused on to see if Georgia Tech can take this next step.
Yeah, we talked about, if you watch the Notre Dame game, they have athletes. They're always tough in the trenches. That's one of the calling cards. Kind of like a Boston College, or maybe not this year, but they're good in the trenches. And they have the ability to score some points. If you look at some of the games, man, they put 48 up on BC. They scored 53 against NC State. So that's why a lot of folks in Vegas, we'll talk about the picks coming up. I do like the over in this game with Pitt and Georgia Tech, because the reality is Georgia Tech's defense is just not that great. I mean, it's a throwback to the old George O'Leary teams. Remember Ted Roof, the old DC? It was always like, remember Day-Day? Joe Hamilton would be running around, going like for 40 yards or 50 yards, you hit this boom, boom, boom. And they always give up. Like, remember they went down one time, there was a shootout at Florida State. I want to say it was like a 48-45. That's where this game kind of has a feel for that.
I agree.
I hope their defense steps up, but it doesn't look like it's gonna.
Well, high scoring is one thing. Winning the game is another, right? If you give up some points, so be it, but you got to find a way to get this one done. So we're going to get deeper into that as well as we move along. And also coming up in less than 7 minutes from now, you'll hear our conversation with Jalen Walker. Just impressive, man. And he's off to a really good start. Mike, I didn't know if he would be. I had my doubts because of the lack of practice. And Coach kept telling us this. This was just a sidebar. Forget about the season and all this other stuff. Rock kept telling us, like, when they'd hold him out of practice, they literally would physically have to hold him out, because he's like, I want to go. I want to play. I want the reps. And they were like, no, get healthy, get healthy. He has wanted to be involved way more than they've allowed him. But, Mike, they did the right thing. They worked him back slowly, And luckily, knock wood, this thing hasn't ruined his season. Because at the beginning of the year, I was like, he's going to be in and out of these games, man. He's not going to be healthy the entire season. But, boy, he's making an impact so far.
Right. I mean, like we've talked about, you know, the man, the moment. So just – and now it matters, right?
It does.
It's go time.
It does. 404-726-0929. More with Jalen Walker on the way. Day-Day behind the glass. He is our executive producer and Big O as well. Big O, man, you were taking the kids today. It was Thanksgiving at the class. What's going on, man? Just real quick, because we were all talking about this. It's that time of year where all the kids, you know, they invite the parents to come. Next week, most schools are going to be out. A lot of people already jumping on the roads and getting on the roads early, if certainly not this weekend, early next week. But O had that opportunity to take his kid to class and, you know, do the whole Thanksgiving Day thing. And I was like, hey, how was it? And he was like, oh, well, it was all right.
We just did arts and crafts.
Did he make, like, the turkey with his hand, like to trace the hand and make the turkey?
Oh, that's fun.
They did ham, but I think they already posted one, and it was of his foot.
Okay.
Like, my kid, like, I mean, I'm going to be in trouble in like 5-6 years.
What are you talking about? Why?
Shoes.
He's huge. His foot is huge.
He's in like the 105th height percentile between these two.
Yeah, the first one is tall. The second one, we had a 6-month appointment like last week, and he is at 6 months the height of like an 18-month-old.
Wow.
We were telling this story off the other day. I'll make it brief. Years ago, when I used to work with Dennis Scott, would fill in for Pollock in the old days.
Yeah.
And 3D and I used to work at Fox in the day. So one time Dennis brings his kid into the office, and his kid is like walking down the hallway, and he's kind of like falling into the wall and then falling down. I'm like, oh man. And I'm like, Diak, I'm sorry, bro. I didn't realize, you know, your kid had, you know, some issues. What are you talking about? He's 9 months old.
Oh my goodness. He
looked like he was like 5 or 6. Dennis's kid. Dana, you say, is he still in high school or is he in college now? He's in college now. But yeah, man, 3D is like, what are you, like, Mike, what the hell are you talking about? He's like, he's learning how to walk, dude. The kid was huge.
Yeah.
We put a shirt on him this morning. It was an old shirt of mine. And my mom was like, after he eats today, that shirt's going to be too small for him.
Oh, yeah. That's how fast he's growing.
That's how fast he's growing
right now. Mm. Well, he's going to be that 5-year-old where you'd be like in the room and then you hear, Dad. And you're going to be like, is that my son?
Can I borrow your razor?
Yeah, yeah.
Wait, what?
Dad, come in here. His voice will change.
Who's calling who here?
He's going to be that 5-year-old. Boy, you better take that tone out of your voice.
What tone?
Just my natural voice. Oh, well.
All right, man.
Your voice is deeper than mine.
By the way, did you always sound like this when you were a kid?
No, I didn't. Speaking of take that bass out your voice, right around puberty is when it changed, because I used to have a nice small voice, and then it changed, and my mom really went off on me one day, because I was like, Mom, I ain't doing that.
Yeah.
Oh. And she was like, excuse me? And I didn't realize, like, my voice had changed, and I think that's when, like, my brothers and sisters were like, we ain't got nothing to do with it. But, Mike, I didn't always sound this way. And then I think as I got into the profession, obviously, you know, Michael, you will laugh about this, but you do things to practice because
yes.
There are guys that they tell you when you know, back in the day, this is who you want to sound like. So you would try to sound like somebody. And the reality is you don't sound like any of those guys. You are who you are. And that's the beauty of it. Like, once you realize, like, I don't need to sound like this. I can talk regular. But no, my voice wasn't always this way. Was yours?
No. They had tape. In the old days, my dad was into tape and stuff, you know, film. He always had the home movies, and he had audio cassettes. And they got tapes of me. And I literally, day-to-day, sound like Joe Pesci. I'm like, I really think the Mets are going to do something this year, Dad. And my grandma's like, what do you want for Christmas? I'm like, I want Evel Knievel. I want G.I. Joe with the kung fu grip. I sounded like a little Joe Pesci. And the same thing. Once puberty hit, it finally got going.
Happened.
But I was at FSU, and I had an old professor that literally told me, he goes, where else but Florida State would you get this career advice? Like, yeah, Mike, you probably want to start drinking more whiskey and smoking cigarettes. Get that voice down a few octaves.
Get it going.
Thanks, Professor Ackerman. But anyway, true story.
Yeah.
Back in the day.
Well, at least you don't sound like our buddy Scotty Farrell. It's not as bad as Scotty.
Oh, man. Remember the year that Scotty did play-by-play for the Thrashers, the one year? Oh, they're going after it. Oh, beer shot, beer. Oh. Literally, Farrell did 1 year of the Thrashers, and then the Thrashers, okay, we're done with that.
People would always ask me, what's wrong with him? Scotty? Nothing. Hey, man, 404-726-0929. Jalen Walker's on the way. Big O, man, we got to get to the Daily Download.
Story number one.
Hawks lose 135-126 to the Spurs for back-to-back losses for the first time since late October. But N'Keal, man, N'Keal Alexander, guys, he's a player. Last night, career high 38 points, 5 assists. He made 8 three-pointers. This was one of them.
Now the pass out to N'Keal. N'Keal fakes. Steps back for a 3, and he's got another one. Boy, N'Keal Alexander Walker, he's got 35 points on the night, and he's 7 of 9 on threes. He's done everything he can do. Hawks, though, are down by 11.
Yep. Jalen, too, Mike, 26 points, 12 rebounds, but the Spurs scored 60 points, man, in the paint. That was the difference.
Yep. Cue up Coach Nate, please. We didn't play defense.
You're right.
Last night. We let them get into 135.
We didn't play defense.
Thanks, Coach. Without Wemby, and I was under the impression they were going to get it cooking, their Frenchman was better than our Frenchman. It was Julien Champagne, who went for 20 last night, and Reece Sachet went for 2. So that's not great. Porzingis went for 16. Dyson Daniels did his usual thing. And, you know, sometimes, you know, it's almost like when Trey's not in there, you almost need Dyson to score a little bit more than he probably can.
Right.
So Okongwu was okay. Veet Krejci couldn't get anything really quick. He didn't really play that much. I mean, I actually 30 minutes, only 5 points. He was kind of like the microwave for us earlier on the road trip before they had this kind of just bleh. Well, I don't know what that was. Really felt, I almost thought about betting it last night.
Yeah.
Without Wemby. Thank goodness I did not.
No, man. Spurs.
I thought we were a little soft on the ball.
I agree. I agree. Spurs are going to be good with or without Wemby, but with Wemby, they're a different team. Meanwhile, Mike, in story number 2, Josh Allen and the Bills get beat by the Texans. But this was a 6-point game, by the way. They were favored by 6 on the road, and everybody felt like Josh, having those 6 touchdowns, he accounted for 6 last week, he would continue to build on that. Instead, he got sacked the most of his career.
Yeah, it's not fun. I ran into a couple myself. I got to be better with throwing the ball away and living to see another down and letting us play some situational football and pinning them deep. And too many times I was going backwards, and I got to be better on that.
12 hits on Josh Allen. You believe in the Bills. We beat them. I mean, it feels like forever ago. But when you see these kind of defensive games, you go, oh, do you believe in the Bills? But understand, the Texans are one of the best defensive teams in the league. I mentioned it at the end of the show yesterday.
And you were trying to goad me into taking Buffalo.
I was glad
I didn't do that.
I was like, take this team, because the Texans play really good defense. That's why they've been able to withstand without C.J. Stroud. You buy them, though? Everybody keeps talking about Super Bowl. I'm not sure, Mike.
I mean, last night, I saw it this morning on ESPN, of course, you know, the classic ESPN prisoner of the moment interview. Now do you like the Texans to win it all?
Oh, okay. Come on.
But no, but that's why I don't think Joe Brady is such a hot prospect as a head coach. I don't think he maximizes Cook's talent. Now, Josh made some bad throws, some mistakes, but that was, you know, vis-a-vis the pressure that D'Amico Ryans and that defense were dialing up. And we talked about him yesterday. Davis Mills, I think I said Pace Academy yesterday. It was Greater Atlanta Christian. I had the wrong school. But Davis Mills, who went to Stanford, I always thought was kind of an intriguing, maybe a guy to develop under Matt Ryan. He's had like, now that was his 29th start in the NFL last night. But man, if they can ever get the quarterback of that offense on track consistently in Houston, yeah. But Buffalo, it's still, for me, it's going to run through Kansas City.
It is.
You know, and even though they're able to get him now, I just, what's up with Buffalo? They're leaking a little bit, aren't they?
Yeah, look, Denver is looking like they may get home field advantage. I mean, we're talking again about the AFC. Obviously, you got to talk about, you know, the Colts and what they've done. But, yeah, man, I agree with you. The Bills, if you catch them on the right day, it feels like they aren't as dominant as we thought they might be. It's Dukes and Bell Daily Download, brought to you by Akins Ford, guys, where the end-of-the-year deals start now. I mentioned Atlanta United's 2026 schedule release. Season's going to begin February 21st at Cincinnati. Home opener March 7th against Real Salt Lake. And remember, Tata's in charge, Mike. I am curious to see what this offseason brings and the differences in what Tata sees and how he views this team. Worst season we've had with Atlanta United.
I mean, nothing works. It's the island of misfit toys. For those who don't follow United, the best way to describe it, the pieces don't fit. You know, everybody wanted to see Miguel Almiron come back. Everyone had a soft spot for Miggy. I felt he was underutilized in Newcastle. And you realize he's just not that good anymore. And he just doesn't play in the system. Maybe Tata can get something out of it. But, I mean, look, Carl, I don't care. Get us back to that 17-18 thing where we're scoring 5 or 6 goals and maybe giving up 3. Give me some action. And then we hunkered down in the playoffs. We played some D. Maybe, I don't know. Can you go home again? Tata 2.0 going to work?
I don't know. I don't like these moves. Not that I don't like Tata. I don't think he's great. I just feel like you're trying to rekindle something that was so special.
If it doesn't happen,
then you go, well, I don't understand why we hired him. It is always hard to do what you've done in a city before, Mike. That's why once you've won it and you left, Right. Done.
I mean, it was a time and a place with Miggy and Joseph and all those great attacking people. We've got some really good attacking pieces who have good resumes. They just don't play well together. That's going to be Tata's goal, man, because we're going through coaches like socks now with this team.
It feels that way. Hey, man, it's Dukes and Bell. Last but not least, Lakers cleaning house. I didn't mention this when we were talking NBA, but they have fired Mike Joey and Jesse Buss.
Who apparently recruited Austin. I mean, they discovered Austin Reeves, or at least they get credit for it.
They both had front office positions. Now, remember, the Lakers have been sold. Jeannie Buss is still involved, and she's going to be, I think, for the next 3 or 4 years. I'm not sure how long that term is. But these guys were relieved of their duties in the scouting department, and that's what you're talking about, where they've been, you know, fortunate enough to find a few pieces. This has been a family affair. But when Dr. Buss passed away, we knew that things would change, and a team spokesman confirmed that the Buss brothers – firing, but didn't offer any other comments.
It is interesting. If you read the book, now the TV show and the series were a little bit different with Winning Time, the Lakers dynasty, but in the Jeff Pearlman book, the brothers were basically nitwits, and that Jeannie was the only one who had a clue. They were like just Jerry Buss's party boy kids that were just kind of like, you know, very immature. And again, they do get credit for being around the Lakers for years. They get credit for bringing some pieces in, but Jeannie's always been the brains of that operation. It's like the rest of the family seems like Fredo from The Godfather.
Well, and that's why new ownership kept her on. I mean, honestly, It's, you know, I think it's a smart play. But anyways, that was kind of surprising news yesterday in the NBA. All right, coming up, we had a great conversation with Jalen Walker. We asked him about Kirby Smart. We also asked him about how this injury thing has affected his season thus far. He's got 4 sacks on the season, guys. 7 games of play. Don't look now. Jalen may get to double digits.
Hey.
He might get to 10 sacks.
Hey, hey, hey. And I tell you, every time we talked, the one thing, as bad as this Falcons season goes, guys, whenever time and every listener, even if you didn't go to Georgia or you're not a Georgia fan, every time you hear Jalen Walker, you feel better about this team, don't you?
You do.
At least I do.
All right, when we come back, we also have some news apparently about the Falcons and a player that has been playing really well. Stay there. We'll tell you what that is next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
As Jalen walks in the room, we got to chop it up. How about them dogs, first and foremost?
We can just talk dogs if you want.
Let's just stay in that realm, Jalen.
Yeah.
Man, first of all,
for you individually, I'm assuming it was tough to not go through camp the way you wanted to and start the season going through the injury stuff that you were dealing with. But, man, you look so far past that now. Talk about that journey for you here in your rookie season, because coming in, you know this, there have been high expectations for what we expected from you, the fan base, and everybody's like, man, Jalen's balling. What's this process been like for you?
Yeah, you know, just sticking to the grind, you know, making myself available to begin with, you know, the energy, the injury is no fun for anybody. But knowing myself, you know, I had to protect myself, you know, just the way person I am, you know, always on go, trying to be full speed all the time. Finally getting back to that 100% mark for me was a big deal. And, of course, each week the progression of, you know, just staying on the grind, being in the book, staying on the field, you know, just getting better every single week.
Because guys were asking us and say, look, we can't lie. We had to get to see Jalen because the soft tissue injuries, to your point, take forever. And then, man, to see what you did, like the New England game, that's a big-time NFL play.
Strip sack!
Same thing, you know, and you do it in Berlin, too. So, I mean, feel like you're getting – I mean, Georgia fans know what you're capable of. Now you feel like you're 100%. You can do this stuff every week.
Yeah, you know, it's just the opportunity to just be out there is something I look forward to every single week.
How was that Berlin experience, man? Because I was in the stands.
Right.
It was goosebumps for me. What was it like being on the
field? It was surreal. And I took a couple moments, you know, before the game just to look around because, you know, the history that would happen within the stadium, the history of football being played in Berlin and just me being out there in general. You know, that was just an opportunity that people don't get.
Right.
Jalen, four sacks on the season, guys. We're talking to Jalen Walker here live at Flowery Branch as we get ready for the Saints. The injury to our quarterback, man, Michael Penix. I mean, what's the mood been like? What's the situation? Have you had a chance to talk to him?
Right. You know, I haven't seen Mike, but, you know, I know Mike is still rooting his own. You know, he was still our quarterback. He's still part of this team. And we're here as a team, as an organization, and standing behind him strong. You know, it's nobody likes to see anyone get injured, especially our quarterback. So, you know, him dealing with that, you know, much prayers and blessings towards him and his family going through what he has to go through.
You know, one thing about guys like Jalen Walker, who basically, you know, from your high school career, you know, all the way through to Georgia, you don't lose a lot of games. How tough is this from a mental standpoint? Because you're not used to this. It's certainly not playing for Kirby Smart.
Right. You know, it's a week-to-week thing. You know, you just got to focus on the week. You know, you can't dwell on losses that you had before.
Cause it's very Kirby-ish.
You can't go back to them.
That's very Kirby-ish.
You can't go back to them. And, of course, you know, you got to look for the Saints. You know, honestly, somebody asked me I was just at home doing a charity event for my foundation, giving away Thanksgiving dinners. And they asked me, who are you playing next week? And I told them, I have no idea. Just because the Saints is the main topic for the week.
Yeah. As far as you and James Pierce, man, what's it been like? I mean, you are the two guys that a lot of people feel like are the foundation of the building blocks of this defense for years to come, hopefully. And you're both of you guys, you know, the development there and working together and your relationship. What's it like?
It's great. The progress of the relationship has built since the day we first seen each other coming off the plane, being able here to walk through Flowery Branch. And, you know, just seeing him grow, seeing myself grow each week, we push each other to the maximum just to get better and be that extra, take that extra step to, you know, get out on the field and have success.
Is he crazy?
He just like me.
No, I like it. I like it.
It's a dynamic duo. Man, that plays at New England. I was just jumping up and down, losing my mind. That athleticism on display. And, I mean, do you talk to – what's the relationship with Ulbrich? I mean, release the hounds. Dial up some more of that for me, Coach. How does that work as far as the game plan?
Right. You know, it's just –
but just you beating your man. That's it.
It's one-on-one opportunities that we get. It comes through our scheme, you know, with the great scheme and game plan that we have in the beginning of the week and doing it all week long and executing it on Sunday. It's just like poetry in motion. Getting able to see that happen live is nice.
So, as we talk about the defense and Jeff Ulbrich, learning this defense, how much different has it been for you coming from college, or has it been very similar with what you guys did at Georgia from, and not just a schematic standpoint, maybe even the language or the calls itself?
Language different.
Okay.
Scheme different.
Okay.
But and also for myself, position is different. You know, that's another thing that simplified everything down for me just to hone in on one position this year. It has been very nice for myself, and especially on my mental of me just being in my rookie season, you know, just getting along. It's been great, you know, just developing into that system and learning that scheme. You know, it's been a progress, but it's been a progress in the right direction.
You like that? Because you did play all over the place for Kirby, right? And then they came, you got here, and they said, I remember talking to coaches, and they said, look, he's going to play, he's going to do one thing. We want him to do it really well. You saying it made it easier for you, do you prefer that, or do you prefer to be in the middle, on the end, and
right.
in coverage and all the stuff that you did at Georgia?
Yeah, I said this before. I'm a ball player. So if you put me on the edge, I'll play that edge. If you put me in the middle and want me to play multiple positions, I'll do that as well. But, you know, having the defense we have now with our inside backers, Caden and Devine, those guys coming back up this week, Devine coming back up this week, and especially just, you know, me just being on the edge, it's just great. You know, it's just playing complimentary football because there's a lot of different keys and that the offense have to look at, and they can't slide to both sides. And that's always what I say. You can't slide to both sides, can't block everybody, can't come scot-free. So
right. One of the cool games this year, it seems like it's a century ago now, is up in Minnesota.
Right.
In that environment, which is just a bonanza. And you, man, those people got quiet. There was no Viking horn. How much fun was that? I mean, because that seemed like it was like the coming out party where you really were throwing J.J. You're basically throwing people around like rag dolls in that game.
Yeah, it was an awesome experience. You know, I got the MO during the week that the Vikings have a great fan base, great stadium environment, in which it was. Don't get me wrong. You know, seeing that in an NFL stadium is surreal. But,
like,
you know,
a college vibe.
Correct. But, you know, at the end of the day, we got to take care of business ourselves. So we just did what we did and, you know, had the opportunity to get that win. Right.
Jalen Walker, what's up?
I was going to say, I was just, you got some downtime. Did you get to watch the whole Texas game?
Yeah, I did. Yeah.
Wait a minute. Why you got to say it like
yeah,
that?
Yeah, 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 I did.
You see the way he shook his head? He's like, as a matter of fact, I did get a chance to watch all of that.
I did.
Well, you guys crushed them in Austin, right?
Right.
I mean, you remember that well, because, I mean, that was one of the first times that Georgia's going to Austin, handled business.
Correct.
I thought this was impressive in a different way because this year's team, Jalen, and you know this, unlike the couple of years that you were there, obviously, the expectation coming into the year was like, what are they going to be? How good the defense is going to be? I said this today. I've said it the last few days. I think they're playing the best football right now in the SEC, man. I really do. I think they're peaking at the right time.
Right.
You know about that. How important is that to, like, what you are in September is certainly not what you are come 1st of December.
You're right. Yeah, it's a progress throughout the season. You know, the buzz before the season, we don't know about the Georgia defense. We don't know about that. Me personally, everybody asks me, what do you think? I don't think anything because I know the expectation in the building. One,
right.
I know the expectation in the players that we have. And mind you, I played with half the guys still there. So I still know the expectation that in the standard that they hold for themselves. So I felt no worry, no anxiousness going into the season because I knew that what comes on the plate, they'll take care of.
Right. And they are peaking at the right time, period.
Yeah. You want to talk about those Tuesday practices? What's that, what they call that down there?
Bloody Tuesday.
Is it really that bad, man?
It is.
Y'all get after it like that?
We make sure that Tuesday is harder than the game. So we come in on Tuesday with your mind right, you know, knowing that this will be much harder than you will face on Saturday.
The quote that we loved, well, maybe Carl not so much, but the fact that you're coming to Georgia and some guys just want to curb, some guys just want to check, you know, and you're coming to Georgia, you're going to hit. And that was basically a message to Texas and some of the other programs. But when you play there, I mean, there's just – it's an ethos, a philosophy. You got to – and people, they just take it to the next level, as you are.
Yeah, I mean, like Coach Smart says, if you don't want to come to Georgia, if you don't like it, you know, a tough coaching, it's not the place for you. And mind you, I live that. I've lived that that lifestyle for those 3 years and seen the guys before me live that lifestyle. The thing is I love about Coach Smart, he doesn't change. With this new space, going into the NIL realm and things like that, I know that might change. But the way Coach Smart coaches and pushes those people to that standard, it will never change.
Jalen, man, loving what you're doing, brother, and continue the great work.
So good to see you out there, man.
It is. It's good to see you back out there doing your thing. We've been waiting and anxiously waiting to get you back on the field, so we appreciate you. Good luck against New Orleans, man.
Yes, sir. I appreciate y'all.
All right. There he is, guys.
Yes,
Jalen Walker, go Dawgs.
always great catching up with him, as we said. He's such a good dude. From the first interview we had, you know, with him when he got to sign the day after the draft, I mean, he comes off like a CEO, just super impressive. And as we said, I know it's a little cliche, but he's everything you want as a Georgia fan, that embodies everything you just talked about and what Kirby instills in those players and carrying it to the next level and the way he carries himself. So that makes you feel good about the Falcons. But good Lord, the Falcons' juju is just so bad right now. Just as we were going to replay the interview with Jalen Walker, get the word from our friends up at the branch, Joe Patrick, Mark Raimondi. Just getting the news, according to Coach Raheem Morris, Billy Bowman is out this week with an Achilles injury. It literally happened today in walkthroughs, which it sounds almost hard and to wrap your head around how you would mess up an Achilles in a low speed, low contact, there's no contact walkthrough. But Billy Bowman, who had a sack last week, who's a big part of, you know, what we're trying to do defensively, and just a ball hawk and has a nose for the football and making big plays, Raheem Morris says, quote, "It wasn't great." So let's hope it's not going to linger, but an Achilles injury immediately. Huge red flag about Billy Bowman, who's been a big contributor for this team. We'll get more information on that. We'll let you know. But they're saying an Achilles injury, and no more specifics about Billy Bowman. More on the NFL, guys. We'll give you our fourth and one. Also coming up, we got a big show today, man. Brian McFadden a little bit later, and Jeremy Fowler from ESPN talking some NFL right here on Dukes and Bell.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.